Don't go AFK on us.
Follow us online at checkpointxp.com.
Checkpoint AFK.
Welcome into Checkpoint AFK on B-Pod Studios, the place to be for podcast discovery. It's Checkpoint XP's lifestyle show. From cosplay to consoles, we cover everything you care about when you're away from your keyboard. Joining me today, I'm Nate Bender, by the way, is Weird Beard.
Hey.
Robbie's here.
What up?
Norris also.
What's cracking?
Well, we're going to be talking about the coronavirus.
Yeah.
A wonderful, happy topic today.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
Viral infections.
Yay. Everyone loves a good viral infection, right?
Everybody, yes.
Anyway, do we have a damn review?
No, we don't have a review this week.
Well, but we had one from last week we didn't read.
You know what? Maybe we do.
Because you said there was a short one and a long one.
That's right. And I read the short one, didn't I?
Yeah. Correct.
That's right. I remember now. All right. Well, it actually turns out that we have a few. I probably shouldn't have just said no.
Oh, so you just lied?
I did. I didn't have it in front of me, so yeah, I just chose to lie.
Jackass.
Just for no reason. My girlfriend's been doing that recently. Like, she came into the room the other day after I hadn't been feeling well, right? And,
yeah.
And she asked me, like, am I okay? I'm like, yeah, I almost threw up this morning. She's like, yeah, so did I. And I'm like, really? And she's like, no, I didn't.
What does that mean?
What?
Okay.
Just what? Go back and watch The Office.
Anyway, so
go back to your chair, Weird Beard.
What's happening?
What?
Happening?
We're good.
Okay.
Gremlins are in here messing with all the different stuff.
Yeah, there's all kinds
there's
of
like
people.
Some high scores over top of Norris's face, or what is
some
that?
High scores?
It looks like kinda.
I'll fix it. Don't worry.
I don't know. I don't know what that all. Anyway.
Well, they changed the Wi-Fi, so I can't even look at anything.
Oh my God. It's like we get paid to do this.
Oh, look at this. Chuck in the chat, by the way, you're missing all this if you're listening to the podcast and not coming to the live show. But Chuck in the chat says, oh, cool, Norris got it too. We had that issue during Nerd Radio, which means it's Nerd Radio's fault.
I've never seen this before.
Every time.
Seriously, what is this?
You know what? We're going to have a talk.
I'll say this. Chuck has vastly improved on his Zenyatta play.
Because it's so hard to play Zenyatta.
No, but I mean, okay, it's not hard, but you do have to know when to properly sphere people and when to have your ult.
Can you use that as a verb
first
again?
Of yes, all,
to sphere
first
somebody.
Of all, I had to tell him to use his ult in the game that we had. We were taking the final point. I'm like, you're just going to hold on to that all day
long,
buddy?
Well, the whole point is he must have obviously listened because he would pop his ult exactly at the moment that I died. So it was
yep.
It was better, but not great,
yeah.
But better.
Keep working on it, Chuck.
You know.
So,
anyway.
All right. So we've got three reviews here that you guys can choose from today.
Okay. How do we want to do this? Democratically,
Well, I'm going to give you who wrote the review,
and
you can
context.
Choose that way.
Okay.
All right. So we've got a review here by Von Slamstone.
Long time listener.
Omega Weltall.
I also know
listener.
That name.
And Lobo Del Mar.
Okay. You know what? Look.
We got to re-Lobo.
We got to go with Lobo.
We got to be
with
Lobo.
Look, no offense to Von Slamstone and Omega Weltall. Those are going to be good reviews. The only mystery is coming
from Lobo.
From Lobo Del Mar.
Yeah.
All right.
With Lobo.
So, Lobo Del Mar says this is a 5-star review, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Checkpoint is awesome is the title of the review.
Yes.
Ooh, I'm already into this.
We're already pretty good.
Lobo, let's get it, man. What does he say?
He says, my Final Fantasy 14 LBR buddy put me on to Final Encounter Cast, which was
Ooh.
The show that preceded this.
Yeah.
So someone who's been listening for a long damn time.
Another long-time listener.
And I fell in love with the show. So happy the crew is back with Checkpoint AFK. A must listen every week. Hashtag what up, though.
You motherfucking right.
Nice. Did I tell you guys, when I was out at PAX South, me and Joe were walking around, and one of the enforcers, one of the volunteers working there, as we walked
Wait,
by.
Wait, they call them enforcers?
They do. They actually have, like...
That's
like,
kind
like,
of a cool name. I
like,
can respect
on their
that.
Shirts and everything. But as we walk by, this guy goes, what up, though? And we just kind of nod to him. We get about 5 more steps, and I
you
go...
You fucking
Hold
goofball.
On. We get 5 more steps, and I turn to Joe, and I said, did he say what up, though?
Oh, yes.
We're not in Detroit, so we went back to talk to him. He's like, yeah, I listen to you down here. So, yeah, it was really cool. There was actually, like, four or five people that we didn't know, like, from social media.
Really?
Or from Twitch or for anything like that, who just recognized, like, our jerseys and were like, hey, I listened to what's up? And
oh,
so, yeah,
okay.
It was really cool.
Yeah. That's what's up.
Look at you, man.
That's what up, though.
That's what up, though.
What up, though?
That's
up,
not
though?
The proper use of that,
you
I don't think.
You can't use it that way.
it's not allowed.
Not, mm-mm. It is a salutation only.
Anyway. You know what? I'm going to give you guys a bonus review.
Yes.
All right.
All right.
Make it a bad one.
No. Well, we don't have a bad one.
We don't get bad reviews, weird beer.
You know what? I'm going to challenge our audience.
Oh, no.
To give us the worst review possible?
Well,
But be honest.
Yeah. If you legitimately have, you know, a gripe about this show. Because there's been a lot of changes.
Yeah.
Lately. If
somebody's
going to
come on here and talk about Apex.
Don't encourage that.
Fred, we don't want to hear it. Anyway.
I talked about Apex twice this week. Thank you very much.
Facts.
So I challenge anyone out there that listens to this podcast to, if you have some, you know, criticism
let
for
us. Know.
I can see it now.
I want to hear it.
1-star review. These guys won't leave us alone and just let us do our thing.
Chuck, we let you use this studio rent-free. All right?
Yeah.
Cool out. I bet not hear shit from Nerd Radio.
All right. Our bonus review, you guys know it's going to be either from Von Slamstone or Omega Weltall.
You know what? Let's hear from Weltall. Because
we are going to hear from Weltall.
Weltall's ass popped into the stream for me the other night, and it was the first time I had seen him in, like, I don't know, since at least November.
Okay.
So I want to hear from Weltall.
All right. So Weltall leaves us a 5-star review that says, I like the new format.
Ooh.
Okay.
Great.
Is that
awesome.
All?
No, that's
oh,
not
okay.
all.
Okay.
That's just
right.
the title
that's
of the review.
Short and sweet, I guess.
I thought it was... Okay.
I've been listening to these guys for a while now, and they keep making me laugh at work while I miss the ladies, Weird Beard, and... The other guy, sorry, I forgot your name, dude, are great additions.
Chat?
Thanks. Yes, I'm okay. assuming he's talking about Chat. Thanks for keeping the boredom away while looking at insurance code all day.
Facts.
You're welcome.
Hey, do you guys work better when you're listening to something or when you put something on, do you have to watch it?
I listen to ASMR and work.
See, I could do music, or if I was into ASMR, I could probably do that. But if it's something that's actual content, because I listen to, like, Critical Role when I'm driving home,
yeah.
If my mind starts to wander, let alone do something else, I am not paying attention.
That's
to what's
my
going
issue.
On.
It's like I can't listen to music with lyrics as I'm doing something else, because I'll fuck around and start typing the lyrics to the song.
It sort of depends for me. So it depends on what I'm working on. If I'm writing something, mm-hmm. I kind of need to, like, focus. So yeah, like any
non-words.
Yeah, no, yeah. Yeah, like instrumental music, just something in the background is
someone
fine.
Eating Cheerios,
right?
Hummus.
If I'm editing or something, like if I'm doing like audio work like that, I generally need everything else to shut the fuck up for.
See, I can't work in complete silence no matter what.
I will tell you what has ruined me is the fact that for years I had to sleep with a TV on. And so now, like, I don't even need to be watching. I literally will have TV shows playing in my headphones while I'm editing audio. Oh, and it doesn't even bother me.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have to sleep in silence, which when we go on, like, trips and stuff, and, like, I room with one of these guys, they'll have to have the TV on to go to sleep. I'll wait for them to go to sleep, then turn the TV off, then wake back up later and the TV's back on.
If it's dead silence, it's terrifying.
Yeah, no, I
cannot stand dead silence.
I can't sleep with dead silence. Like,
that
I
must come from, like, living in the city, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, I like Philly, I lived right by a fire station that was, like, in the hood, so it just all night long would go.
Remember
and go
the train
and go?
That used to go by our dorms in Merrill?
Yeah, I do.
I hated that thing.
I do.
I hated that thing.
I don't think I ever really minded it.
See, that's what I'm saying. We live on a major thoroughfare, and we get a fire truck or police cars that go by all the time.
Yeah.
And whatever.
Yeah,
I sleep right through that shit.
I absolutely require a television on. Yeah. Absolutely.
See, I don't need the TV on, but I definitely can't do I couldn't grow up where you grew up and go to sleep. I'd be freaked out.
Well, if you grew up there, you probably
well,
could.
Well, I mean, but like going out there now.
Yeah.
Terrified.
Yeah, scary as hell. I need to hear like humanity. And I yet, need to and, make and sure
yet,
that.
And they, yet you want to go on a trip to go ride horses.
I say spend the night.
Oh, dude, that's from here. That's like a 6-7 hour drive, man. We might have to.
No, I'm going over yeah, to the next worry. Biggest town.
No, no,
over.
We got,
oh, man,
we
it's
have
3
a tent.
AM. Better get out of here. Like.
Look, we ain't gonna make a sleep in a tent. We have a camper you can use.
I'm not. Fuck no. I am not sleeping in a camper, bro. I'm sorry.
Gonna get attacked by a raccoon.
No. House, hotel, bed, and breakfast. Period. That's it. Know what the fuck he thought this was. Every day, oh, yeah, we got a nice little tent and camp. Bro,
here's
you
the thing.
Really think... Hold on.
Here's
you,
the thing.
No, Robbie. You
in
know
the camper,
me.
Nobody else knows you're there. You go to a no. bed and breakfast, they're gonna know where to find you.
Robbie. That's what I want, okay? I don't want right. to go fucking nowhere where people can't find
okay,
me.
Okay, hold on. When I say they're going to find you, I don't mean the people looking for you.
Okay, I'll make sure I mean I got the, I mean, I'll make sure I got the burner on me. They I can mean, try me if they want to.
I mean the natives, man.
No.
We're going up north.
No.
Wait, what word did you just use there?
The natives?
Okay.
Are there? Is there an entire race of just these, like, hill people that you're from?
Hillbillies? Yeah. Yeah. Hillbillies.
Okay.
Yep.
They're actually a whole lot more terrifying than they are in Simpsons cartoons.
Yeah, like I'm just
it's
like...
It's not Cletus the Slack-Jawed Yokel. Okay?
It's Cletus the Slack-Jawed Yokel.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, no, I just can't sleep with my own thoughts rattling around in my brain.
That's really what
no
it
one,
is.
No one else has a brain like that?
Can I tell you one of the most, like, relatable cartoon moments I've had? Bob's Burgers. They took the kids out camping and they just fell asleep in a tent. And Bob turns to Linda and he's like, "That's amazing. They just fall asleep sober? Like, they just
lay down and that's it?" Like,
oh, I know, right? I don't know. I can't remember the last time I even attempted to do that. I think we were in Connecticut maybe the last time that that happened.
Oh, oh when League. We went for a Rocket
yeah,
League thing.
Yeah, that was that yeah. may have been the last time.
Yo, that is also... Nate was irritable that whole trip.
Did we finish Omega's review, by the way?
What?
Did we finish Omega's review, by the way?
Yes,
oh,
we
okay.
did.
Yeah, that was... Killer. Dude, Nate was pissed off that whole... The moment we got off the plane, Nate's just... He's carrying the bag because we have to catch a
remember
a Uber.
We went one block uphill and he's like, "No, we got an Uber."
He's like, "No." I'm sitting back. I'm like, "Dude, I can pull the thing for you. Doesn't it's matter. No big deal." He's like, "No, I got to do it." And I'm sitting back. I'm like, "All right."
Doesn't
you can
it
try
feel like
if you want to,
like when you're angry around a whole group of people, like you are Super Saiyan Yellow, just sitting there while everybody else is like normal people, and you're just like, "Ah, just trying to get through."
He grabs the bag. It was a slight hill. I don't even want to call the motherfucker a
it
hill.
It was a good hill.
It wasn't a hill. That shit was a hill. Nate.
It was an
it was
incline.
A,
yes,
no,
it was
a hill.
It was an incline, Nate. It wasn't a hill.
And it was like 87 degrees that day.
It was 79.
It was so hot.
It was March.
Unbelievably hot. All I knew that it was that I was expected to be on camera and that I was sweating an unreasonable amount.
He was so bad. He's just like, "Fuck it, we're getting over."
Nope, doing it.
Look, it didn't help that we had those like 10-pound mic stands on one side that would always cause it to tip over every 5 feet.
I just want to remind you that this was before we actually had gear and studios
yes,
and anything like that. That was all my private gear.
I know, but you packed it. Why'd you pack it that way so it would fall over?
We needed all of it,
because,
apparently.
Well, plus, there was only one pocket they would fit in. All the other ones had holes
in
them.
Oh, they tore.
Them
I forgot.
Up.
Yeah, they all tore. Yeah.
Yes, because okay. they were holding more weight than they could carry.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, we needed something with a much better tensile strength.
Yes, instead of a suitcase that was 13 years old at that point.
Oh, my God.
All right. Anyway, so today we're going to be talking about the coronavirus.
That's a sharp turn.
Yeah. We don't do transitions here on Checkpoint AFK. Stick around. That's coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Don't go. Go AFK on us.
Follow us online at checkpointxp.com.
Checkpoint AFK.
Welcome back to Checkpoint AFK on B-Pod Studios, the place to be for podcast discovery. Make sure you check out our website, checkpointxp.com. Whole lot of new stuff is going to be coming there.
Oh, you ain't kidding.
Already, you can check out the brand new visual
update
for Checkpoint XP on campus.
Exclusive.
If you missed it on the Twitch channel last night, you can either find it in our you know, past broadcasts, or you can subscribe to the podcast over at checkpointxp.com. Seriously, go check it out. It looks like and a
why do we not have
show.
The air horn drop, Robbie?
If you're listening to this on the podcast, I'm not going to say it here live. It's not done yet. But if you listen to this on the podcast, there should be something new from me and a friend of the show over there on the website as well.
So yeah, if you're listening to this as a podcast, make sure you check out our website, checkpointxp.com. We've got a lot of new content that's going to be debuting in the next 2 weeks.
Oh, you don't even know.
A lot of changes coming to the radio show. A whole lot of changes just coming everywhere. So make sure you check it out, checkpointxp.com. So yeah. The coronavirus seems like it's become a real big deal, especially.
especially just walk into that one, being like, "So the thing that a bunch of people are dying about." What do you know?
Yeah, it's cash. Yeah, well, it's crazy.
Airline food. What's up with that?
You know what? You don't like my. You yelled at me for not having a transition.
You're and Jerry now, Seinfeld?
And now, yeah, now I try a Seinfeld transition and you want to get all mad at me?
I just appreciate the finesse and the cojones that it took to just be like...
More importantly, Weird Beard, where was my bass hit? The joke didn't land because I didn't have the bass hit.
Can you try it one more time? I got you.
So, apparently a lot of people have died from that coronavirus. See how much better that works? You know what we need to do?
All right.
That's actually the...
That's the proper drop.
Yeah, that's actually the right one. No, but I mean, we've got the, you know, we've got the brick face now. We can film in front of that.
Sure.
Like, yeah, all right, cool.
But anyway, deadly infectious diseases.
First question, just okay, out okay. of the gate.
All right.
How pissed was Corona the beer company when they walk into the office and they go, "Yo, is this shit real?"
Yo. Okay, so listen, Robbie, did they make an official statement about this yet?
Look, I don't know if that was officially Corona or if it was just someone like, "Hey, this would be funny being, you know, they photoshopped
they
it or whatever."
It.
They memed it. You know what? I'm going to look it up real quick. Let me go check out Corona's Twitter.
Like, just, you know, there had to be a guy named like Chuck or a guy named like Chad or Chris or Anthony.
I was about to say, you're just naming a bunch of people who work here.
They fucking wake up and they work for the PR company or the PR division of Corona. And they just like, you know, they kind of stayed up a little bit late last night. Oh, love life isn't going great. And he rolls over and he looks at Twitter and it's like, fuck.
The coronavirus.
Okay, guys.
All right. Here we go.
The last tweet from Corona. The world beneath the waves, hashtag this is living, and it's a commercial.
I'm already, that hashtag's already.
From November 22nd, 2017.
Damn,
yeah,
hold on.
Wow.
They don't even have a social team.
You know, because if you're drinking Corona, you're already there. Let's be honest. Like, you're not being sold to at that point anymore.
Well, but I mean, like, as you scroll through their Twitter account, it's exactly what you would expect. It's just.
Beaches.
It's B-roll and generic shots of just people on beaches and
I mean Corona. Corona is.
Oh, here's one of somebody snowboarding. Look at that! Wow, that's different.
Yeah, Corona is my go-to. Like, I can't think of shit else to drink, so I might as well drink that. But
I can like always
if I
think
have,
of something better to
like
drink.
Like, if
than
I have
Corona.
No choice, I'll drink a Corona. But
you always have a choice.
No,
motor oil.
Yeah. Right.
No,
I just, like, I don't know, man. I just see this as an entire, if you remember the avian flu, bird flu, that pandemic that happened.
I do remember that.
I remember just SARS. Let's go back farther. I remember SARS vividly.
It feels like we're just, I don't know, has 2019, since essentially 2016, it feels like Rocky Horror Picture Show. Let's all do the time warp again.
Yeah.
Because this is the say Contagion, which was released in, what, like 2013, yeah. I think, mm-hmm. is one of the top 10 movies on like streaming services right now. Because so many people are, it's like, oh, well, we're going to watch
it. It's like
movie.
These people and, never played that well, mobile like, yeah. game, Plague.
Or Saw Outbreak in the 80s? Was that the 80s or the 90s that Outbreak came out? I don't know. 90s.
Remember. It feels like this is SARS, bird flu all over again.
I mean,
and not that it's like to make light of it, but it's. God damn, how many times until this shit's real? Like, if it's not a zombie apocalypse at this point,
well,
I don't want it.
The thing is, man, is that we know that the numbers are coming out of China, and I'm not necessarily going to be the most trustworthy of any death statistic coming out of China,
Good choice.
Be perfectly honest.
Yeah, that's probably
wise. I think to be concerned is okay. It's okay to be concerned. It's okay to take precautionary measures. I think... if you are anywhere where a ocean is in between you and patient zero, that you probably are okay. And, you know, don't make out with some people you don't know. Like, I think that you do that, you should be okay.
So when are we going to be at the point where, like, we're all buying face masks? And, like, because I've decided that if we're going down that road, if we're going to commit to doing the face masks thing, that I'm going all the way and buying a paint respirator because I'm going to look the coolest out of anyone.
Well, you're a Fallout guy. You're already,
exactly.
you're already into this.
But that doesn't block germs.
Look, as millennials who for most of our life did not have health insurance, I mean, why bother?
Yeah,
right?
Fuck it, dude.
Come on.
If I'm not bleeding or there's not something hanging off of
look,
me,
there's
I will
been
take
a major
an Uber
plague.
To the hospital.
There's been a major major plague every 100 years in the 20s. This is ours, so we either make it or we don't. You're either going to make it or you ain't going to make it,
all right?
You
either get sick or you don't get sick.
Well, all right. Does anybody in this room get sick easily?
No. Not really.
No. Oh, Robbie?
I mean,
Robbie does. Robbie's sick all the time.
Robbie's constantly sick.
Hadn't killed me yet.
How long do we give you coughing until we kill you, zombie apocalypse style? Like, if we're in a room.
All right, look.
Do I give you two days, three days?
When Robbie,
I'm not going to be that kind of dick. I'm not the dude who gets bit and then doesn't tell anybody.
Okay.
All right?
All right, thank you.
I'll let you know.
Because I'm letting you know right now, I love you to death, Robbie, but I will 28 days later the shit out of you if you get bit by a zombie. Or get the coronavirus. I'm
this got
it
really
there.
Dark really
well,
quickly.
No, it's just honestly, like, if we, listen.
It's a gentleman's agreement.
Yeah.
If it was get bit, you tell them and they take you out.
You take me
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I like to think you respect me enough that if I was like, I'm bit, you go, shit sucks, have fun.
I mean, you're about to eat it. Like, okay, I get bit, right? I get bit and I'm fine. And then I show up to work one day, I got cold sweats. I've lost 15 pounds. I look all fucked up. You know, it's like, you look at me and I tell you, like, you know what? One of the zombies got me. Y'all gotta take me out. As a matter of fact, y'all won't have to. Latasha will take me out.
I'm just
my girl.
You know,
will take me out.
I actually like to think that among us, I think we'd all be pretty open about it. There's a lot of times Joe comes in, he's not looking too good. We're like, "You all right, Joe?" And he's like, "Nope."
I appreciate that about Joe.
Exactly.
That happened today, by the way.
Yes,
we're like, "Joe, what happened? You okay?" Nah, my lunch was fucked up, and I'm just like, "Cool,
all right."
Word.
I'm worried about. Like all these pandemics that keep originating in China, because I like have just consumed enough media to make it feel like, why is it that a disease coming out of China feels so much scarier than like if you
because,
were like
because it also
why.
Came out of a company
you know
that uses the Umbrella Corp logo?
Yes.
Yeah.
False.
False. We've been Twittered again.
Yep.
Damn.
Yep. No, I know what you're talking about.
Did I get Snopes out of
existence? You did. That logo actually belongs to a company in Shanghai. And for everyone saying that, you know, Corona is also an anagram for raccoon, Raccoon City actually uses two C's. So, I'm just saying that whole thing. Nah,
but the
false.
But the point is,
thanks for helping us connect this to video games. Really appreciate
that
it.
That was real good. But to Rick's point though, talking about like a pandemic coming out of China, you know why. You know why.
But to say if Liechtenstein were to have a pandemic come out of it,
bruh,
I'd be like,
I guarantee you if a pandemic started in Liechtenstein, it would not be as scary as it is to everybody
but
else.
But coming out of China, it makes me feel like it's an ancient Chinese curse type thing to where it's like just been unleashed upon the lands and we have to find out a way to solve it.
No,
did someone recently unearth a mummy?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
actually,
in a black coffin?
Yeah, they did.
Did they?
It wasn't in China, though.
Cool.
No, it wasn't in China.
Yeah.
It was in Egypt.
That was a few years ago, though. They
that
opened it up.
Last year,
fine.
Bro.
Yeah, was it? Dude, The Tide Pod Challenge was last year, and that shit feels like 10 years ago.
That's facts. But the thing is, though, is that, like, you know why? Because there's a whole bunch of these other socio-cultural, you know, factors that go into this. If Liechtenstein was the source of the coronavirus, I guarantee you, we probably would have never heard of that shit. It'd have been 20% of Liechtenstein dies, which is like 6 people.
Fuck off.
And
bye.
It'd have been like, yes, the disease has been contained. Like, that's what the narrative would have been. That's what it would have been. But no, because it's China, everybody flips the fuck out.
Hey, we just got a new subscriber.
Paso Khan.
Paso Khan.
First of all, you know what? Read the whole message and tell me that's a new subscriber.
They've subscribed for 20 months. Thanks for subscribing. Yeah. I love you.
That's a long time subscriber.
Yes.
And yes to the chat, Liechtenstein was the character from A Knight's Tale.
Somebody just commented something, and I want your opinion. They said, the coronavirus, a new Tom Cruise movie shot on location. If there is an action celebrity that is going to be able to solve this problem, who are you putting all your money behind? Because I wouldn't pick Tom Cruise. He's
no, definitely not. What's the motherfucker that did House? That guy.
Oh, are
Hugh Laurie.
Hugh Laurie.
It depends on the type of movie. First of all, is Corona in any way like actually associated with this? Because if so, get stone cold in here. You have to drink it to death. It's the only way to get rid of the coronavirus.
Hey, facts.
Drink as much alcohol as you can.
Listen, I know a lot about wrestling, okay? I don't think Stone Cold would go anywhere near a Corona. No.
Look, all I know is my favorite gift.
I think you'd be insulted if you gave him a Corona.
All I know is my
he'd
favorite gift
you.
Of him is swimming in beer that he just poured out on the mat.
Oh, yeah. That's...
I guarantee you that was not Corona.
No, Matt Damon's a good suggestion. If I can throw in mine, I 100% would want Tom Hardy to punch the personified coronavirus in the face. Because I just think Tom Hardy's due for another... Like
actions.
Yeah, like just a fucking kick you in your face video.
That's great because he always has his face covered up, so he's wearing the mask the whole time.
Galaxy!
not in Peaky Blinders.
It's not a movie.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts. Okay, I'll take that.
James Franco is going to smoke the virus to death.
I will watch that. You know what? I'd watch that. I'd watch that movie.
I got to yell at somebody in the chat.
Absolutely.
Mick Chizu has said Val Kilmer.
Yo, Val Kilmer.
No.
Watch your
time. Hold on. No. What if
Val Kilmer is the wackest actor on the face
of
the earth?
He splits on semi-trucks.
Wait, yes. No. That is Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
No. Val Kilmer is the second worst Batman.
Norris, let me throw you one idea here, all right?
All right.
He's infected by the coronavirus, so he's dying the whole time. He just redoes Doc Holliday the whole movie.
Ooh.
The Corona remix.
Okay, if he's like...
Jan Michael Vincent.
If he's...
Oh, that's funny.
Oh,
that's
my
a good
God.
One.
Like
that.
You could. I mean, if you wanted it to be a revenge flick on Val Kilmer for your pick, sure, why not? Like, let's.
I'm just saying, Doc Holliday is the only role I've ever liked.
Have you not
Val
watched
Kilmer
Kiss Kiss
in?
Bang Bang?
No,
he's good in that.
No, he is good. That is a good movie. That's legit.
All right, it could be a good movie. I don't fuck with Val Kilmer. I don't like him. I don't know what you want me to say.
So, like, okay, now are you doing anything different in your life because of the coronavirus?
Absolutely not.
Zero?
No.
Actually, no, I take it back. I've been drinking more water.
Water? Hey, sorry, sir.
Apparently.
No, hold on, sir. You can't speak. This is some very serious news that just came back from the lab. We hate to tell you you've been diagnosed with cancer. Please drink a little bit more water. You're going to be able to take care of it.
But legit, apparently, it is easier for the virus to cling to the esophageal.
There you go.
Esophageal.
If you're listening to this on the podcast, you are missing Norris here on camera. Just like slowly just massaging his esophagus.
You know, the esophagus.
We get it.
Right?
Yes.
If your throat is dry, so you must hydrate every 10 minutes to help minimize the ability for the virus to actually take root in one's esophagus.
That sounds like bullshit.
Probably. Probably.
Robbie,
it is what it is.
Nope.
Nothing at all?
Ain't going to China.
You have no fear in life?
Yeah, there we go. I have no... I'm not going to China.
I mean, I wasn't going anyway, yeah. But no.
Worlds is in China this year. Guess not.
Besides you guys, I make it a habit to just avoid as many people as I possibly can in life. So, no, I'm good.
Fair
I'm
point.
Fine.
I had Chinese food last night, so no, I'm not doing anything
good.
Different.
Good.
Nothing.
McCheezu, I stopped importing my weed from China.
I'm just like, the only thing that I want to do more is, like, even though it kills the planet and me, I don't care, but, like, I will bathe in hand sanitizer stuff. Like, I'll just all over from being in public.
Do you know, like, 90% of infectious diseases would, like, not spread as quickly as they do if people just wash their fucking hands?
Yes, I will wash my hands, but I'm saying at this point, right, like, that's my first line of defense.
All right, I got some bad news for you, Norris. I just looked up prevention of the coronavirus, and drinking more water is not on here.
Dude, okay, you're boned. You're screwed.
In fact, drinking more water makes it worse.
I'm having a great time with my water, so I don't know. It's a good habit. I'm going to keep doing it. Fuck yeah.
All of these prevention things are just things you should be doing regardless of if you have the coronavirus.
Wash your hands
or not.
Don't cough. You know, don't inhale people's coughs. If somebody has, it looks germy, just kind of don't make out with them.
Shower, probably.
Yeah. What does look germy look like?
Robbie.
Describe someone who looks germy.
My bathroom floor.
No, Robbie. Every 2 weeks, Robbie will come in looking like a Ren and Stimpy character. And
that's
straight
that,
up.
Hold on. That's fucking homicide.
Can we...
And every time I see him, I'm like, holy shit,
yo,
bro, are you
like,
good?
Not just like a Ren and Stimpy, but it's like when they zoom in all close, and it's like...
It's like the eye crust.
Yes, it's the Bob Camp drawings for
yes,
sure.
Yes,
oh my God,
I just
that's
like
fucking
to throw
hilarious.
Out there that I've never come home from a business trip, and after the airport had to be dropped off at the hospital.
Hey, I follow proper precautions. I didn't take my ass to the office. I went and got treated properly, as you're supposed to. Though. I'm just saying. God. You come in here and look real broke down sometimes, right?
And I'm still standing. Coronavirus 0, Robbie 1.
I'm just saying. I love you to death, Robbie.
You're like Glass Joe. Oh. If the coronavirus cannot get you at this point, man. I don't have faith in the system at all.
Oh, Jesus.
Everybody got to get God at some point, Robbie. I'm just saying.
Everybody dies every day. People die every day, man.
Everybody dies every day. Only if this is Evangelion.
This thing has already affected esports and shit.
Yeah.
I guess we'll talk about that in part three.
Oh, God. All right. We're going to take a break. And yes, we are going to talk about the way that the coronavirus has impacted esports. That's ahead next on Checkpoint AFK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Don't go AFK on us.
Follow us online at checkpointxp.com.
Checkpoint AFK.
Welcome back to Checkpoint AFK. Checkpoint XP's lifestyle podcast, talking about everything esports tangentially.
Mm-hmm.
So let's actually talk about the way that the coronavirus has impacted esports, because it has been pretty serious. Overwatch League canceling all of the homestands in China. In fact, all of the matches through March.
Correct.
So that's what, 17?
27 matches.
27
yep. matches.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
Yeah, that is, I believe, 3 out of 5 of Guangzhou's homestands.
Yep.
One of the Chinese teams has 5 homestands and 3 of them gone.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, like, how I don't know how a league compensates for that kind of disparity.
Yes.
Oh, it's gonna be tough. Look, if they still had what they were doing back in LA, like if they still had a backup studio, easy enough to do. They were doing 4 days a week of matches before. They're down to two, so it's not like they wouldn't have had, you know, places that they could schedule those.
Right.
But now that they don't have that home base, and everyone except for, well, no, everyone. I mean, even the Philadelphia Fusion, who are building their own place, don't have it yet.
Right.
So for every homestand, you're renting someplace out for the weekend.
Yeah.
So you're right. I have no idea when or how they try to make these
kick
up, but
out.
They have to.
I mean, the thing is,
Beard.
Weird Beard. You can't kick the teams out.
If
shut
it
up.
Was,
they can't.
No.
You can't.
Look, if it was one
that's
team.
Beyond their control. It's one thing if every Chinese team was caught in a match-fixing scandal. Yeah, kick them all
well,
out.
No. Because I think what you're thinking about is if this happened in, like, the NFL, the NBA or something, all right, one team, what's one team to the 30-plus that they have?
If the Patriots...
But when you have 4 out of 20 teams, and those 4 teams are coming out of your biggest market by far, nah, man.
Yeah, I don't think that's even an option that's really
even
realistically on the table at this point. Here's the thing. You're absolutely right. This is, you know, one of the biggest markets for esports. You know, like, is... Do... Put an asterisk by the first part of the season.
I think you have to figure out a way to reschedule. You have to figure it out because there's
how do you
no
reschedule
way,
27
there's
matches.
There's no way you
before,
may have to
like how long was there between the end of the season last year and the playoffs?
Oh, a week?
No,
it's 2 weeks.
How
two weeks?
Here's
how do you do that in 2 weeks?
Here's the only option that they have, and it's hard to really plan for this because we don't know how they operate compared to what we've heard from some other esports. Like, for example, we know that League of Legends plans their grand finals a year in advance, right? But they're also the Met Gala of esports, right?
Yeah.
So right now we don't have any sort of confirmation on when or where the grand finals are going to be. If it's not out of their control, you push that back,
push back
2 months, and you reschedule those matches now at the end
but
of the season.
No. And here's the more... I agree with you. I think no matter what, because of this, they're going to have to push grand finals.
You gotta.
Period.
You
they're not going to have a choice. But I think you're running 2 matches a day right now at every homestand. So you're doing Saturday, Sunday, 2 matches a day. You may have to run 3 matches a day.
Oh, but here's the problem. Like it, in just like a one-for-one situation... Sure, that's easy enough to do. But depending on who's playing in those matches and where they may be on these weeks, that may not be feasible to do.
I've got a question. So you had mentioned that, you know, part of the thing that throws a wrench into this whole thing is that they don't have the studio back in Burbank like they used to. I mean, did they lose the rent on that studio? Like, you would think Blizzard has... an ungodly amount of money.
Pretty sure that they I remember there being like a Twitter post or something like the last day, like they like shut the power off.
Yeah,
like
nobody's in that
studio.
Now, to Nate's point, in light of an emergency,
yeah,
if no one else is using it,
I don't see why they shouldn't be able to get back.
I can't believe that someone like Blizzard wouldn't have the foresight, or at least just the in case shit. You know, to like do that.
Well, but you know what I mean.
Like,
but it's like a lease. Like, you don't have an apartment lease for in case shit. Like, you can't, you know, say, oh, I'm gonna move to a new place, but I would like to, you know, have a clause with you, property manager,
in case
that apartment sucks.
And if anyone was gonna do that, it'd be Norris.
Yes, I would, because I really love my apartment.
No, but you could have had the rent at least go into the start of the season. So if something like this happened before the season kicked off,
you would have been able to
work around.
But it's impossible for anybody to put in a contingency for a deadly, contagious disease
taking out an entire country.
Like,
come on,
bro! The whole of China, air traffic to China is shut the fuck down.
You can't
even get there. So this is not a typical situation here. So there's no way that anybody, any company, not the NFL, not the NBA, nobody could have taken something like this into account. I think that's incredibly unfair to the league. It's incredibly unfair to any organization. But I think what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to bite the bullet, and you're going to have to either play dark matches or you're going to have to you're going to have to make those matches, those match days really long.
See,
I lean on dark matches. You may not have a choice.
That would be the easiest way around it because, again, most of the, well, no, because even, you know, you still had people who were traveling, you know, from America over there as well, but... Yeah, that would be the easiest way around
it. Dude, if it's just like we all have to do dark matches in Seoul, it is what it is.
So I have issues from a competition standpoint, just because I'm a nerd and a stickler on this. But like competing at the beginning of the season is nothing like competing at the end.
Yeah.
Right?
No, you're like, absolutely right.
So do you just get the advantage? You know what I mean? Like if I was going to, you could have beat me early,
mm-hmm.
but because I'm playing you months later and I beat you, like I feel
but
like
again,
that's such a whack.
But again,
there's already so much of that
but you
in
can't,
the league.
But the thing is, you can't account for that. You can't account for that. Same thing that happened in L.A. with the riots, right? The L.A. Rams now have a competitive advantage because the whole fucking town is on fire because of nothing that the team did? That I think it's, you have to account for the fact that there are things that are out of those teams' control.
There's even stuff that's technically within the league's control that still are in that same line of thought. How about the fact that there are some teams that are going to be traveling way more than other teams? That's going to wear on the players as well.
Yeah, so, I mean, that... is something that immediately impacts the competitive balance that the league can control. This is something that the league can't control.
Yeah,
man.
But you know that this just gives ammo to the naysayers that go, they tried to push regionalization too early. They tried to push a travel schedule too early.
They tried to push regionalization too early.
Regionalization.
And the coronavirus put them in their place.
Yeah,
they should have waited.
That's fucking stupid. And you can't say, oh, they tried it too early in season 3. That's, again, fucking dumb. And it's also dumb to blame an infectious disease to say, oh, regionalization
was too early. You should have waited another year.
Okay, so the same. We're going to say the same thing for if the Houston Outlaws go down there and a fucking hurricane hits Houston and we're just like, oh, regionalization. Nobody fucking says that about professional sports.
Yeah, but you were the you were the same people sitting here going like, oh, well, the power outage that happened at the one game, that can never happen. Like, if that ever happens again, that'll fucking ruin the OWL.
But the thing is, that's in the control of people. That is in the control of people. That is not... Yeah, it is. That is not an act of God. That is not something that literally...
Most of the time
no
when the power goes out, it is because of an act of God.
Usually, but not that one. That was a brownout.
What's, okay,
that had nothing to do with weather.
So what's a bigger impact on this upcoming season? Is it the new band pool thing that you guys were raging about yesterday?
No,
it's coronavirus?
It's coronavirus.
Yeah, because coronavirus is only affecting part of the league, and we're not sure how to fix it.
Yeah.
Everybody's playing with the hero bands.
Yeah,
that's just a matter of how you personally feel about it.
And not to talk about just the psychological effect that takes on all the players, who some of which were already getting ready to move out to China, some that might have already been there.
Could they set up, I thought, didn't you yesterday talk to me about they have a bunch of people in South Korea or like training?
Yes, I believe it's the Guangzhou Charge. They've moved their training facility to South Korea, but I believe the Chengdu Hunters,
are hunkering in China, and taking precautions.
They're going to take everyone's temperature and they're going to sanitize everyone's entire body.
Shanghai Dragons are also moving their team to South Korea indefinitely.
To me, that's the smarter play.
I agree.
Who or what you can to Shanghai and see last minute what you can try.
I mean, the only difference with Chengdu and the only sort of reasoning, I guess, that they could say it is that Chengdu is very far in the west compared to where the epicenter of coronavirus is. However, I agree that if I was that team manager, I'd be moving them to Seoul.
Period. Yeah, no, I kind of think maybe the answer might be somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
You know, where, okay, if you can't or won't move your team out of China, then you have to sit this season out. I think that seems like a fairly fair meet in the middle. Like, okay, we have to continue this league. We can't just have 3-4 teams sitting out.
Yeah.
If you don't make the right decision, that's fine. We'll see you in season 4.
Well, but
four.
See, if that's the case...
Not kick them out of the league. They have to reapply,
but
we'll see you in season 4.
I think if that's the case, if you would put essentially the death penalty for the year on a team, I think then Blizzard... that needs to be mandated. That needs to be...
It has to come from
you,
Blizzard.
Yeah, it has to come from the top and say, you must move your team or blank.
What's stopping anybody from playing just online? Is that a dumbass question to ask?
It is.
It is.
For a competitive situation, it's a dumbass question, Weirdbeard. It's dumb.
I mean, maybe not for this situation, though.
No, it is.
No. If we're talking about such extenuating circumstances that a team might be left out of the league for a season or, you know, what I mean, like, that's another option. That's absolutely another option. You would have production challenges.
Yeah.
But I don't think impossible.
Let me put it this way. Now, if you want to talk about competitive advantages and disadvantages, then that's something that would be very much so a disadvantage for both of those teams. Because
the ping is going to be difficult.
The ping is going to be difficult, and there are going to be certain teams that will have to play more of those online matches than others. That team is at a distinct disadvantage because they're going to have to deal with ping, they're going to have to deal with lag, as opposed to being playing on LAN, period. So... from that aspect, you definitely couldn't do that, which is why I say you're going to have to do it on LAN. And if you have to play some of the matches dark, so be it.
God, remember the hubris of like the original schedule with more teams traveling more often? Like that would have been crazy. Like that was a crazy road schedule. Yeah. And what they kind of met in the middle with, it's still screwed up because of all this.
I mean, it is. But again, I think that if people who are supposedly OWL fans are bent out of shape about this decision, I personally think, like, legit, like, fuck you. It's like the people who like try to smoke and mirrors away like CTE and the concussion shit in football just because they don't want to like stop watching football.
No, I'm not. Like, listen, I'm not saying send people to China to play Overwatch games, but I do think that, like, if you're given an option as a team, if you're given if you're given a choice as a team whether to move the team to a place that's not experiencing an infectious outbreak and, you know, participate in the season, I think that that's fair. I think that that's
from the league, totally
yeah,
fair.
Yeah.
Totally fair.
Do you think if these teams existed in some place other than China that they would have been given these kind of considerations?
Let's say one of the teams comes from Vietnam.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, there's a similar, let's say the coronavirus spreads to Vietnam.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, do you think that they would be given as much leeway as the China teams are, given that China is an economic powerhouse in terms of esports?
I mean, to be perfectly honest with you, I don't think from a league perspective that it makes too much of a difference. I think the decision the league made had a lot less to do that it was China and a lot more to do with the fact that we don't want the optics of one of our players or any of our staff getting this disease because we didn't cancel matches. I think that has more to do with the decision. And on top of that, like, I'm going to be honest, there are certain people who probably was like, yeah, if we can help it, we probably shouldn't let our employees essentially get the fucking plague. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I don't think the country has anything to do with it, regardless of how much of an economic power it is or not. Because I would feel the same way if this was like Venezuela in 2017 and we had a team down there. Like, no, get the team out of Venezuela.
At the end of the day, it's also a franchise league, and you would be dealing with whoever owns that league, whether they're in Vietnam or in China.
Yeah.
They still had to pay the same amount of money to get in.
Yeah, I don't think.
Which is a lot of money, I think.
They're going to want to play.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's important to point out, too, that this isn't just Overwatch, that the start of two League of Legends leagues over there in China were also halted as well. So it's not like this is just on Blizzard. Like, Blizzard's the only one doing this. Like, this is a big, big deal.
LPL has not started.
League of Legends isn't scheduled as tightly as Overwatch.
Well, plus they only play within that region. So by delaying it, you're not screwing up the rest of your league.
Correct.
There are four teams in the Overwatch League over there. It isn't just one. If you were to cancel, all right, fine, Weird Bear, let's take your plan, right? The four Chinese teams, you guys are out for this season. What does that say for the Seoul Dynasty, who is now the only team left in that division? Do they get wins for every single one of those matches now?
Or do they have to travel even more now?
Even more.
That's fucked up.
I don't think there's an easy answer.
There is certainly
no. There is no easy answer, but I think, and I usually hate to say this, but I think I think Blizzard made the best decision that they could make.
And their plan is to reschedule. They did say information about future matches will be shared at a later date.
So I've got a question. So in Europe, there's only Paris and London.
Yeah,
that is correct.
Do they just keep playing each other?
By the way, Paris is playing out of New Jersey,
so they don't have to travel as much. Like they have a temporary headquarters in
New Jersey. With London.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Based on how the matches are, like, for example, the New York Excelsior, if they had to be in London 2 weeks in a row, they're not flying to London, flying back, flying to London,
London.
They'll stay in London, right, so they don't have to be there anymore.
Yeah.
But to answer your question, the Atlantic Conference consists of Paris Eternal, Spitfire, London Spitfire, New York Excelsior, the Toronto Defiant, and the Boston Uprising. So they got the whole East Coast.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
So they figure... I think Paris doesn't even have a homestand almost until the spring.
Yeah, so Paris will basically only go to Paris when they have a homestand.
So they will be over here for the vast majority of the season, because what sense does it make to play New York, then fly to Paris, then fly back and play Boston?
Right.
You might as well just stay here and then go back.
Have a home base. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, clearly this is not going to have an easy answer or a quick answer.
No.
I mean, you know,
it's put a lot more pressure on a season that everyone is already calling make or break.
Absolutely.
If they make it through this season, like, without any major hitches, this really is going to be a true testament to this league's ability to survive and operate.
I'll be honest with you. I'll say if they get through this season, I think more people, more investors and shareholders will look at the leadership.
It's like a trial by fire.
At OWL and go, yo, you guys got through your first test of home and away and a massive outbreak and still put on something that at least had the semblance of fair and competitive.
Yeah.
I think if they do that, then I think season four, people will have a lot more confidence of this league. Infrastructure.
How far into the season? Because we've got until March. All of the games until March in China have been postponed. If we go past March and they still have to postpone games, I think the only answer...
I think we have a much bigger problem at that point, Nate.
Well...
I think if we gotten past March and this is still that serious of an issue, I think they got to rethink the whole China thing, period. I think all of esports.
If we're still worrying
industry,
about the coronavirus in 3 months, I think we all have bigger things to worry about.
That's what I'm saying. I think, but from a industry standpoint, I think everybody has to just go, I don't know if we can operate there anymore.
Yeah.
So.
It's wild.
It's fucked up.
You know, for as much as we were goofing on it earlier, our hearts go out to anyone, you know, who is sick and, you know, who is scared of this thing. Because, I think some of the fear is justified, not all of it. Like, the racism that is coming out because of it is pretty ugly. But, we do understand that it's a serious thing and it's impacting a lot of people. Not just in China, but also here in America as well. We're getting cases of it even here in Metro Detroit. Mm-hmm. So, it definitely is a very serious thing. And I don't know how this whole thing ramps up. It's
me either.
Yeah. So we're going to end up in, outbreak, or we're going to be fine. It's one of those two options.
That's it. That's the only two.
Yeah.
Looking at the schedule, there isn't another match in China until June 20th.
Oh, okay.
So it would have to go till there. Although there is, and I don't know if this was changed, if it was always like this, but there is one or 2 weeks just after March that have to be determined on them. I don't know if that was changed or if that was always like that or not. But, they have a few months to figure it out.
Just an editor's note right quick, Nate. We have the only confirmed cases of coronavirus as of right now. This is courtesy of NBC News. It is Everett, Washington, Orange County, California, Los Angeles County, Maricopa County, Arizona, Santa Clara County, California, and Chicago, Illinois. So those are in two in Chicago. So those are the only confirmed cases in the U.S.
Cool. Well, thanks, Fox 2, for lying to me. Appreciate that.
Surprise!
I know, right?
Wait, hold on. No, I got it.
Right. Anyway, all right. Well, I think that's going to do it for this week's Checkpoint AFK. Thank you guys for joining us live over at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. If this is your first time here, give us a follow. We've got tons of stuff that happens on this channel, including, you know, game streams almost every single day. Make sure you hit that follow button and come back for a whole lot more. Checkpointxp.com is where you can find out more info about the show, interviews from past episodes, and a whole lot more. That's over at checkpointxp.com. Remember, new content, new shows, all kinds of new stuff coming in the next 2 weeks. So make sure you stay tuned and, keep checking back to checkpointxp.com for all kinds of new stuff. If you want to see the very first part of the rollout, make sure you check out this week's Checkpoint XP on campus. Stay up to date on all the latest by following us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. And if you like the show, consider dropping by our Apple Podcast feed and giving us a rating and a review. We read it here on the show. Checkpoint XP is a production of Beasley Esports XP. For the Checkpoint XP crew, Weird Beard, Robbie, and Norris, my name's A. Bender. Keep listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.